Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me via phone is David Clausen. He is with Family Research Council and the Director of Christian Ethics and Biblical Worldview.
Thanks for having me, Karen. It is a joy to be on the program with you.
Well, we've recently, Nebraska Family Alliance and 21 Family Policy Councils have had the opportunity to collaborate with you on a booklet entitled Biblical Principles for Political Engagement. I think my question to you, David, you're the author of the booklet, but are there biblical principles for political engagement, and what are they?
Yeah, great question, Karen. And I just want to say we're thrilled to partner with the Nebraska Family Alliance on this booklet. 20 other organizations around the country have come together to partner with Family Research Council to put out this important resource for pastors and Christians to think about the upcoming election and to think about political engagement, how we should engage as Christians. And really, the goal of this publication is to really help Christians filter issues, candidates, and party platforms through a biblical worldview and to encourage God-honoring, faithful political engagement.
I love that whole concept and what you've just said, David. It is in honoring God. Because if we get trapped, and I'm going to call it a trap, just in looking at the political divide as faith leaders and as God-fearing Christians, I think ultimately we lose. We need to engage from biblical principles.
We really do. And there are issues that the Bible speaks clearly to, whether that's the issue of life, marriage, religious liberty. And the Bible speaks to a host of issues. And now some issues the Bible speaks more clearly to than others. And as we engage and we think about these issues, we need to be honest about that and think about where there's a clear thus saith the Lord. And where the Bible is clear on some of these issues, we need to follow the Bible's guidance.
Well, tomorrow, join the conversation that we're going to go a little deeper in. Do Christians have a moral or biblical obligation to participate in government, and what issues should we be concerned about? To learn more, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.